The chairman of the Premix Fuel Distribution Committee, Kweku Nicole, has denied allegations that there is corruption in the dispensing of Premix Fuel to fishermen at Axim in the Western Region. The denial follows allegations by the Member of Parliament for Ibaluejura, Catherine Afeku, that the unit cost of Premix Fuel, which is supposed to be sold at 2 Ghana cedis 50 pesos, is rather selling at 4 cedis 50 pesos, and that members of the ruling party are engaged in this act. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Nicole said the distribution process is transparent and is part of government's policy to ensure that money from the sale of the produce remains in the hands of the local people.
There is no shortage. In Axim, they have the upper and the lower. They are the one of the few areas along the coast where every week they get a consignment. Because we know the number of outboard motors they have. So we know what we will give them. That will be sufficient for them.
Have you been on the ground lately to look at the situation?
I'm always on the ground. I have my people there. The Honorable is saying that we should give it to the private people to sell. The government has brought this policy so that the fishermen will take the matter into their own hands, get the profit out of the premix, which is a subsidized product.
The other concern is that it appears it's NDC functionaries or party
supporters.
It is
not true. Is the chief fisherman who is talking, is he an NDC? In any case, if an NDC man is a fisherman, what prevents him from being on that committee? Should he just stop being on the committee because he's NDC and we leave it to NPP and CPP and the rest? No, I don't think this is tangible enough. If the person is a fisherman and he is chosen by his patrons to serve on the committee, what prevents him from being there? Should he stop going there because he's NDC? No.
Will they be having an increase in supply so that even if people are hoarding it?
We are entering the season. We increase the quantities that we supply every week from 240,000 gallons a week to 300,000 gallons a week. And this is a subsidized product. If we were to remove the subsidy, it would be more expensive than even super. But the government has subsidized it. That is why we want the profit to go to all the community and not into individual pockets.
Chairman of the Premix Fuel Distribution Committee, Kweku Nicole, in that interview with Kingsley Obeintre.